We will move to the fisheries. We're going to start with the Madison here, and it's an update. So there's going to be no public comment at this time on the Madison. But if anybody wishes to make public comments in regard to the Madison, when we get to the public comments section at the end of the agenda, then that will be allowed for you to come in and make comments on any issue, which the Madison would be one. So with that, Eileen?
I was trying to be subtle. Chair Stuker, members of the commission, for the record, Eileen Rice. I'm the Fisheries Division Administrator. We have several items in front of you this morning, and we'll start with an update on the Madison, and the rest of our items are all final items. So as Commissioner Aldridge mentioned, the Negotiated Rulemaking Committee has had four meetings encompassing 7.5 days. They've been using a process called structured decision making with the intent of revising the draft rule that was presented to the Commission in April of 2018. The committee has produced a problem statement, objectives, a variety of alternatives. A website has been created for the committee's information, including all of the transcriptions from all of the meetings. Each meeting, we provide an opportunity for public comment at the end of the meeting, although during the committee deliberations, we ask that the public not participate. The next meeting is scheduled for May 2nd in Bozeman at the headquarters office. Several committee members have stated their willingness to continue to work towards agreement. Others are concerned that agreement at this time may not be reachable. At the next meeting on May 2nd, we'll be discussing whether or not structured decision making can be used to achieve agreement and how to proceed. If there's any questions from the committee or from the commission, that's pretty much where we're at with the Madison.
Does any of the commissioners have any questions at this time?
Yeah, Eileen, what are some of the alternatives from the, if you don't continue with structured decision makings?
Chairman, Commissioner Brower, members of the commission, we've been in contact with a local expert in conflict resolution, Nedra Chandler. She's been used previously by the department. She is going to come on May 2nd and talk to the committee about options that she has that might be usable by the committee. According to the statute, the committee does have to agree on how to proceed. The committee had originally agreed to using structured decision making and Mike Mitchell to run that process. At our last meeting, they indicated that we've probably gone as far as we can with structured decision making. My guess is moving forward that we will probably use some sort of conflict resolution process.
Further questions from the commission? If not, thanks, Eileen. We will move along and wish everybody good luck on that. If you want to move to the next topic, which is the statewide fisheries plan.